it's not what you think. It has nothing to do with the way that you think. It has everything to do with what you can understand. It's not what you think. It's what you can understand. Listen to part 5. There's a foundation that I want you to consider in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. The false teachers resemble Balaam, the son of Beor. Balaam loved money. Let me stop right there. Balaam loved money. Balaam was a false prophet. Balaam was a false teacher. Balaam worshiped idols. Balaam practiced idolatry, spiritual adultery. Balaam loved money, and Balaam was willing to pursue money. There are men and women in the body of Christ, men and women of God, who have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, who love the wages of wickedness. There are pastors, storefront pastors, medium-sized church pastors, mega church pastors, internet pastors. There are pastors who love money. There are pastors who pursue after money. There's a biblical foundation to what I'm talking about. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. The Holy Spirit is putting you on notice. The false teachers, the false prophets, the non-anointed pastors, the self-appointed leaders, the man-ordained self-appointed apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and ministers and deacons and bishops and archbishops and archdioceses and superintendents and commentators. There are certain men and certain women in the man-made religious institution that you call church. Hirelings, those who get paid a stipend to run a church, who don't care for God's people. And when the people stop giving, they leave the church because they don't care for the people in the church. They care about how much money they can get from the church. These are men who rape the church. These are women who rape the church. The false teachers resemble Balaam, the son of Beor. Balaam loved money and was willing to pursue money instead of obeying God. Balaam was rebuked by the donkey and rebuked by the angel of the Lord. And you men and women today who pursue money in ministry instead of obeying God in ministry, you men and women today will be rebuked by the donkey, the jackass, the fool, and you men and women will be rebuked by the angel of the Lord. Under the sound of my voice, the spirit that rests upon the men and the women, the spirit of Balaam that rests upon the men and the women in the church, and you internet social media pastors, the spirit of Balaam that rests upon your head, you will be rebuked by the angel of the Lord. It's not what you think. It has nothing to do with the way that you think. It has everything to do with what you can understand. It's not what you think. It's what you can understand. Listen to part 5. There's a foundation that I want you to consider in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. The false teachers resemble Balaam, the son of Beor. Balaam loved money. Let me stop right there. Balaam loved money. Balaam was a false prophet. Balaam was a false teacher. Balaam worshiped idols. Balaam practiced idolatry, spiritual adultery. Balaam loved money, and Balaam was willing to pursue money. There are men and women in the body of Christ, men and women of God, who have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, who love the wages of wickedness. There are pastors, storefront pastors, medium-sized church pastors, mega church pastors, internet pastors. There are pastors who love money. There are pastors who pursue after money. There's a biblical foundation to what I'm talking about. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. The Holy Spirit is putting you on notice. The false teachers, the false prophets, the non-anointed pastors, the self-appointed leaders, the man-ordained self-appointed apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and ministers and deacons and bishops and archbishops and archdioceses and superintendents and commentators. There are certain men and certain women in the man-made religious institution that you call church. Hirelings, those who get paid a stipend to run a church. church, who don't care for God's people. And when the people stop giving, they leave the church because they don't care for the people in the church. They care about how much money they can get from the church. These are men who rape the church. These are women who rape the church. The false teachers resemble Balaam, the son of Beor. Balaam loved money and was willing to pursue money instead of obeying God. Balaam was rebuked by the donkey and rebuked by the angel of the Lord. And you men and women today who pursue money in ministry instead of obeying God in ministry, you men and women today will be rebuked by the donkey, the jackass, the fool. And you men and women will be rebuked by the angel of the Lord. Under the sound of my voice, the spirit that rests upon the men and the women, the spirit of Balaam that rests upon the men and the women in the church, and you internet social media pastors, the spirit of Balaam that rests upon your head, you will be rebuked by the angel of the Lord.